أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلولا كان من القرون من قبلكم أولو بقية ينهون عن الفساد في الأرض إلا قليلا ممن أنجينا منهم واتبع الذين ظلموا ما أترفوا فيه وكانوا مجرمين. آية نمبر 116 of Surah Hud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the previous people, the cities and the nations that were destroyed. Allah says, فَلَوْلَا كَانَ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ أُولُو بَقِيَّةٌ. Was there none, or why was there none from amongst the previous generations, referring to the ones whom were destroyed by Allah? Allah says, why from amongst them there were none who possessed wisdom from amongst the people, who had wisdom, who had foresight, who had vision, who had understanding? Why was there none from amongst them who prevented and stopped the corruption that was being performed on earth? Which shows that if people of understanding, wisdom, foresight are living in a community and there is fasad that's taking place, there's immorality that's taking place, there's sin that is taking place, there's corruption that's taking place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's their duty to stand up and prevent it from happening, stop it from happening, speak out against it, do whatever you can within your ability and capacity to ensure that this fasad does not take place. It must come to an end. It must stop. It shouldn't be ignored. Sometimes a person feels, well, it's not affecting me. It's not affecting my family. Just turn a blind eye towards it and move on. Carry on. So long as it's not affecting us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why was it Nuh's people were destroyed? The other nations, Ad, Thamud, and so forth. Why were the people from amongst them who had wisdom, ulu baqiyah, baqiyah, people who had foresight, wisdom, why was there none amongst them who could stand up and prevent the fasad, the corruption, the sin, the mischief that was happening within their communities? Illa qaleela minhum, Allah says there were some, you'll find, illa qaleela, there are exceptions. There were people, if you look at in Surah Yasin, Allah speaks of that man, وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى, who came and warned his people and he spoke out against the evil of his people. There was that man in the time of Musa alayhi salam also, who advised and who spoke to his people and spoke about the injustice that they were perpetrating and tried to prevent it and stop them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, illa qaleelan, there were few amongst certain generations and communities who do this. Anjayna minhum, and Allah says, we saved them. Mimman anjayna minhum, they were saved. They lived a life of security and they were not punished because they stood up against the wrong. وَاتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا أُتْرِفُوا فِيهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points out the primary reason why those who were committing sin and vice and who were engaged in this type of mischievous acts and behaviors, what was the primary reason for them to ignore the truth and continue living the lives that they were living? Allah says, وَاتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا أُتْرِفُوا فِيهِ. The problem is that they pursued the luxuries that they were given to enjoy. Because they were living a life of luxury and they were so engrossed in the material things of this world, that they had no time for deen, they had no time for Allah's worship. They felt that, you know what, we're going to now embrace Islam, we're going to come into the fold of Islam, this is going to hold us back from enjoying the life that we were living. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they couldn't give up those luxuries, they couldn't abandon that lifestyle and their attachment to dunya. Allah says, وَاتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا أُتْرِفُوا فِيهِ. The luxuries that they were given, they pursued it with everything, with all their energy, all their time. Everything went in that. And they felt that Deen is going to hold us back. Islam is going to hold us back. وَكَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they were from amongst the criminals. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ لِيُهْلِكَ الْقُرَىٰ بِظُلْمِ. Allah says, I will never punish the people of a city unjustly. Unjustly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ لِيُهْلِكَ الْقُرَىٰ بِظُلْمِ. Allah says, your Rabb will never destroy a community unjustly. وَأَهْلُهَا مُسْلِحُونَ. While the people of that city and the town, while they are doing good, and they have adopted goodness, and they have lived a life of reformation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will never will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy such a people. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. If your Rabb willed, if Allah willed, He could have made the entire mankind into one community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, meaning all of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wanted, He could have put them all on one deen, one faith, one life, one community. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ. Allah says, then too you will find them differentiating amongst themselves. Then too you will find them differing and opposing one another. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ. Except those whom your Lord shows mercy. Except the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows His mercy to descend upon them. وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. And that is why Allah created them. Why did Allah create them? Allah says, I brought people into existence, communities into existence. Why? To express my mercy to them. وَلِذَٰلِكَ, لِذَٰلِكَ refers to what? Before that, Allah speaking of His rahmah, Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ. They are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with His mercy, and that is why He has created the whole of insan, so that He may show them and grant them His mercy. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the word and the decision of your Rabb is most perfect. What is the decision of your Rabb? لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have created Jahannam, and I will certainly fill Jahannam up. لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمْ. I will certainly fill Jahannam up. مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. With the jinn kind and humankind, ajma'een, all together. May Allah grant us the understanding.